It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareNow using hashtag ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria@RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Welcome back. In honor of Registered Dietitians Day, we're having our Ask an Expert segment with Jim White from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Jim is a registered dietitian, health fitness specialist, and owner of Jim White Fitness and Nutrition Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Jim will help us answer real ShareCare user questions on all things diet and nutrition. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Daria.
So our first listener had said, I'm confused by all the diet instructions out there. First, it was no fat, now low carb, now no sugar. What's the best weight loss diet?
Well, it's so confusing out there. If you go to the internet, which is the number one reliable source, there's a lot of unfactual information out there. And there's always going to be a new trend or a fad out there. And I mean, we've had fad diets since the 19th century. So what my approach is to take a focus on the total diet. Include those grains. They give us energy, B vitamins and fiber. Protein helps rebuild muscles. Of course, fat's important to work with functions of the nervous system and the brain, and even sugar. We get a negative approach on sugar, but sugar in fruits and dairy can improve our overall health, can give us more bang for our buck. So it's very important, and rounding it off with veggies. That's what my recommendation is, just to focus on the total diet.
Okay, so when it comes down to it, simplistic, sticking to the good stuff is the bottom line and not the fad?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, fads, the next question is about the paleo diet. And they're saying, what does being paleo mean? Are there health benefits beyond what you just talked about?
Yeah. So the paleo diet is pretty much any foods that were out of reach for humans in the Paleolithic area. And really, it excludes things like grains, starchy vegetables, dairy, and refined sugars and processed foods. So I always take two sides of it. I think the paleo diet is great when it comes to decreasing alcohol, decreasing refined sugars, and you know a lot of your processed foods. However, there are some shortcomings. And anytime you eliminate food groups when it comes to whether it's dairy or where it comes to starches, we're missing out on some very important food groups. So, you know, we just don't know the long-term studies yet. Some short-term studies do show improvements of total cholesterol, but I would say, you know, maybe follow something like the paleo diet, but be a little flexible with it. We get a few grains in there and get some dairy, and it'll be a pretty well-rounded program.
So you're saying it's not necessarily necessary to totally eat like a caveman?
Absolutely. It's just not feasible for the long run.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good to know. You know, a different diet or a different kind of nutrition advice is on having a bunch of small meals a day. You know, and one of our listeners said, you know, I keep hearing about eating 5 to 6 small meals a day. It's really hard to make time for that. And I kind of prefer a really big meal instead of a bunch of tiny ones. Is it really necessary?
Well, here's my take on it. Small meals, I'll just lay out the benefits. Number one, increasing metabolism. When we're digesting and absorbing our food, it does increase our metabolism. Number two, it decreases cravings. I don't know if you have ever waited about 8 hours without eating. Well, you're famished, and you're more likely to overeat. But by putting a snack in there, it will curb your appetite, eliminating those big cravings. Number three, it definitely stables out the blood sugar levels. I don't know about you, but when I don't eat for about 6 hours, I start getting those hypoglycemic symptoms, such as confusion and mood swings, things like that. So by having that snack in there, it will even out the blood sugar levels. And then giving us energy, which is very important. So I definitely recommend the small meals. Now, the one thing with the big one meal, if we're recommending eating at least 3 to 5 vegetables a day and some fruits, it's just, you can't do that just in one meal.
That'd be a really, really big meal.
That's a gigantic meal, and that's not healthy either. So I'd say let's meet in the middle. 3 meals a day, try to shoot for that at least. And if you can work in more, that would be great.
Okay, so maybe some little snacks that they're not even a mini meal, but just have a snack so you're keeping up that blood sugar and that energy level.
Okay. Absolutely, yes.
Good to know. Now, you know, this next reader's question was something that I felt yesterday. When you work out first thing in the morning, do you eat before? You know, A, it takes extra time to prepare, which we may not have in the morning, and sometimes it just may not feel well if you eat too much. You know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, first thing in the morning, I think it's, you know, before a workout, I think we got to use an approach that there is some research showing out there that from fasting, it could cause you to become weak and it could compromise your muscles. So, and it depends on the workout, too. If you're just doing a light cardio workout or an extreme workout, if someone's going for, you know, running for a marathon, running 20 miles on a Saturday, it'd be important to get some fuel in there. So it definitely depends on what you're doing, and it definitely depends on, you know, if you're doing something extreme, if you're jumping, or if you're doing something as simple as biking, that would definitely take into effect. On the other token, eating too much can cause gastric distress. So what I'd recommend for a safe bet is to eat something light. Could be a yogurt, could be a piece of fruit, or even a half a protein bar, just to get in your system so you're not feeling that weak feeling.
Okay. Just give yourself a little bit so you don't drop your blood sugar or anything. That's good to know. I like the idea of a protein bar. That's not going to make you too nauseated or anything either if you really do engage in an intense workout then.
Okay. Right. And it's the personal response too. So test it out, and whatever you feel works, then go with it.
Okay, good. Now, another one of our listeners, you know, we've heard more news about cholesterol lately. And this listener said, I have high cholesterol. Is it okay for me to eat eggs or red meat? You know, the advice changes every week.
It really does. No, I definitely think it's great to have an egg. Don't overdo it. Just one egg, you can have around 250 milligrams of cholesterol. So if you eat four eggs, you're looking at 1,200 milligrams of cholesterol. And, you know, it's recommended we get under 300 milligrams a day. So try not to overdo a good thing. Also, when it comes to lean meats or red meats, if you are going to eat red meats, I recommend at least one time a week. I mean, there are some benefits. Iron, zinc, protein, you got some B vitamins, 6 and 12 are very important. And just try to shoot for the lean cuts. When we get in trouble, you know, you start to see increase in prostate cancer and colorectal cancer. What you're seeing is the high saturated fat in some of these high fatty meats. So shoot for the lean cuts, whether it's 96% lean beef or a nice sirloin or a flank steak would be my recommendation.
Okay, good. So things like eggs, red meat have health benefits, but in moderation, and try to get the healthier version of them when you can. Okay. You mentioned saturated fats. Talk to our listeners about the difference between saturated fats and trans fats, because we've been hearing a lot about them.
So pretty much in layman terms, saturated fats are fats at room temperature, and so are trans fats. But trans fats are more artificial, and they're created by an industry process that adds hydrogen to liquid vegetable oils, which makes them solid. So what I'd recommend is these trans fats are definitely dangerous to us. They've been shown to increase the risk for diabetes, raise LDL cholesterol, lower HDL cholesterol. So I would avoid these at all costs. These are found in a lot of your packaged chips, baked goods, and we got to be careful because, you know, it can still say no trans fat, but still have about 0.5 grams or less on a label. So you want to look for if there's any partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils in a label. Now, when it comes to saturated fat, we do need some saturated fat. In fact, it's important for essential fatty acids, functions of the nerves and brain, and the American Heart Association recommends that we take in about 5 to 6% of saturated fat. So, you know, things like cheese, butter here and there, every once in a while, moderation, could be good for us, but just not too much. It could raise cholesterol.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't tell me I couldn't eat cheese. I would be very upset in this call.
I didn't want to ruin your day.
No, thank you so much. Partially the saturated fats, not necessarily really, they're okay in moderation, but trans fats avoid, and look for little keys like partially hydrogenated oils. Good to know. Tell me, we mentioned earlier some small snacks for your little mini meals. What are some of your ideas for what people could try if they want just a little tiny meal to keep their sugar up in our last 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think things like hummus and some whole grain crackers, a string cheese and a hard-boiled egg, some almonds and a piece of fruit, and maybe even Greek yogurt and a piece of fruit can definitely get that protein-carbohydrate combination, keep the blood sugar levels balanced, and keep your energy going for the day.
That's awesome. I'm going to try to factor some of those in right now, especially because it's right around lunchtime. So I really appreciate your help, Jim. Again, people can find you at Jim White Fitness and Nutrition Studios in Virginia Beach. And that's all we have time for today. But again, thank you so much for coming. Remember, in the meantime, you can tweet. Feel free to tweet your health questions to our Twitter at ShareCareNow using the hashtag ShareCareRadio, and we could answer your questions on the air. You can also follow me personally on Twitter for breaking health news at my handle at Dr. Daria, or check out my Facebook page, Dr. Daria Long Gillespie. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD, where we help you be your healthiest you. Thanks for listening, and stay well.